Food production in Syria has hit a record low, making it harder for farmers to maintain their livelihoods and feed the war-torn country as fighting continues to hamper access to land, supplies, and markets. The latest crop and food security assessment mission conducted by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program shows that the area planted with cereals in the 2015-16 cropping season is the smallest ever. As the conflict enters its sixth year, many farmers have lost their ability to cope and may abandon food production altogether. This is likely to have grave consequences on the food availability at national level and on the food security of farming households. To elaborate a bit more on the food security situation in the country is Alessandro Costantino, an economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Costantino, thank you for joining me.
Thanks to you.
First off, when you arrived on mission to the field in Syria, what did you see exactly when you were doing your interviews with the people there?
During our field visits, we witnessed a really unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe. We are humanitarian operators and we somehow are used to disturbing scenes. But what we have witnessed in Syria is something that most of us will never forget in their lives. We traveled to Homs, a city in central Syria, and to get to the rural areas for security reasons, we have to pass through the city itself. But the city itself does not exist anymore. Just 10% of the buildings in Homs are left intact, while 90% of the city is just ruins. And we traveled for what appeared to be an eternity, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes through deserted roads where once were buildings, but we could observe only the traces of buildings and just the rubble. And this is horrifying.
So, according to the report, food availability is heavily restricted in the country. What are we looking at in terms of the number of people who are food insecure right now?
The numbers of food insecurity in the country are quite staggering. As of now, about 9 million people are in need of food and/or livelihood support in Syria. Worryingly, we are observing a change in the nature of food insecurity. Food insecurity has started involving urban areas, but now we are worryingly observing an expansion of food insecurity towards the countryside, because now food insecurity has started to involve directly farming households. In the latest 12 months, food prices have increased in the country. And this was obviously a problem. It had a negative impact on food access in urban areas for urban consumers. On the other hand, the expected benefits for farmers of this high prices did not materialize due to the devaluation of the local currency and due to the economic sanctions. As a result, farmers are incurring heavy losses. They are increasingly resorting to negative and unsustainable coping strategies. And according to various reports and to what we have personally witnessed during our interviews, many farmers are even considering to abandon food production. And this will have a catastrophic impact not only on the food availability and production at national level, but on the food security situation of farming rural households themselves.
Wheat and livestock are extremely important for national food security as well as in the local market. What are the main issues with the wheat supply chain right now?
Cereal and wheat markets are fragmented and transportation bottlenecks prevail. They are reported from all over the country. The flows of wheat surpluses from the main producing areas in the northeast and the deficit areas in the west, where the capital Damascus is located, are disrupted by the heavy conflict by military operations. As a result, while unsold wheat stocks are accumulating in the northeast, the West has to rely largely on costly imports from the international market.
What are the issues in the livestock sector?
The livestock sector is a very important subcomponent of agriculture in Syria because it not only played an important role in the country, but it was also important in terms of external trade. The livestock sector suffered heavily because of the conflict. Numbers of cattle, goats, sheep are estimated to have declined by about 30-40% compared to the pre-crisis levels. And poultry, which is the most common and most affordable source of animal proteins, shrunk by 60%. Due to the conflict, large numbers of animals had to be slaughtered or abandoned.
So how is FAO and its partners supporting Syrians in both the short and long term?
So far, in 2016, FAO has supported about 500,000 Syrians, and FAO plans to reach additional 900,000 Syrians to strengthen the food security and to rebuild the resilience of Syrian households.
Mr. Costantino, thank you so much.
Thanks to you.